You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Well, what is up, Cowboys Nation? Happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dallas Cowboys Daily here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. You already know, I'm your host, Jess Navarez, and today we are officially more than halfway through our work week. Ugh, just music to my ears. Today is Thursday, August 11th. Happy Thursday, everybody. And this is a very important day for the Cowboys. In fact, we get to see our boys have a joint practice with the Broncos a little later today. Always very, very exciting stuff. Wednesday was a pretty slow day for the Cowboys as it was a travel day as they jet set from Oxnard to Denver. But here are some of the reports that I want to make sure you all know about going into today's practice and into Saturday's game. Brett Maher, yes, that same Brett Maher, catching up with the media on Tuesday after practice, saying that he's happy to be back in Dallas with the opportunity to compete for a job. When asked what is different from the last time Cowboys Nation saw him back in 2019, here's what he had to say.
I've seen a lot more than I had back then. I've been in a lot more situations, a lot of difficult situations, had a lot of difficult conversations with myself, most importantly, and done a lot of work to become more consistent, to be honed in on my process and not worry so much about what's going on in the outside world.
Okay, Brett Maher, I see you trying to win me over with that answer. I see you, my guy. But hey, although I'm not a fan of the last not-so-fond memories we have with Brett Maher, I do wish him the best of luck, and I hope that either way, this all works out and we get a kicker that will score us points when we need to at the end of the day, and it just doesn't worry us. So let me dream, let me hope. There's my little dose of positivity for the day with the kicking situation. Moving on to wide receiver Dennis Houston, also talking to the media, saying that he's just excited to use his time in Denver as a learning experience. And Dennis is somebody I'm actually really eager to watch during Saturday's game since he's been mentioned several times throughout camp as a standout player. If you recall, last week, Dak even called him out during a presser saying that he's been one of the younger players to really step up after James Washington's injury and taking advantage of the opportunity. So when Dennis was asked about Dak, here's what he said.
He's just real, I guess, personable with everybody and helping them understand what their role is in the offense and what they got to do to get it done.
This guy, just a true competitor, and I really think the best has yet to come for him. So I'm excited to watch more of him as time goes on. And last but certainly not least, D-Law. He was asked how he feels not seeing Randy Gregory on the team anymore, and here's what he had to say.
You know, I understand the business. I understand faces change, numbers change each and every day, you know, especially, for the Cowboys. So just being able to see him still in the league, it's going to be a joyous feeling.
Also mentioning that it was a surprising decision, but that he hopes that Randy is happy in Denver now. And so just a reminder that we're not actually going to get to see Randy Gregory play during practice or even during Saturday's game since he is on that physically unable to perform list at the moment. But if you want to talk about Dallas Cowboys alum that you might get to see during the game or even during practice, well, get this. Running back Jaquan Hardy, which if you remember him from Hard Knocks, he actually signed to the Broncos pretty late on Wednesday. So on the eve, he is playing the Cowboys. He signs with the Broncos. That's going to be good and going to be fun to watch. Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett also spoke about the joint practice on Wednesday, so here's a little perspective on how both him and Mike McCarthy will treat this joint practice based on their conversations.
It's always great to go against somebody else instead of your same guys over and over and seeing the same defense, so I think that's going to be great, but I mean, in the end, we want to get work done. You know, we want to get work done with them. They want to get the work done. Coach McCarthy and I have talked. He's fantastic. He's on the same page as me. So, again, it's just about getting different looks, different people, just like you do throughout the season. So I'm really excited for the guys. They're pumped up.
Also making sure to mention that their top priority is to keep everybody protected. And now moving on to the injury report ahead of today's practice, according to multiple sources on Twitter. Jayron Kearse is going to be out with a sore back. Anthony Barr still on the physically unable to perform list for his ramp-up phase. Quarterback Will Greer will be evaluated on Friday for a groin injury. And no decision has been made on Trayvon Diggs, who was held out of practice on Tuesday, according to Patrick Walker. He's not injured, per Mike McCarthy, but simply just sore, so the Cowboys felt no need to continue to push that issue. So basically, welcome to padded practice season. But again, they're not going to push it, especially for preseason. So to make sure you keep up with all things Dallas Cowboys and Denver Broncos joint practice, make sure to give Bloggin' the Boys a follow on all of our social media pages, which includes Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram, a like on Facebook, or hit that subscribe button on YouTube. And of course, you know I can't end this episode without reminding you that we are only 31, count them out people, days away from the regular season opener. And if you're still wanting even more Cowboys content, especially with how much we're going to have to talk about later, well, you can expect a new episode of The Ocho with RJ Ochoa to drop today, as well as a new episode of Riled Up with Roy White and Tom Ryle. While you're at it, make sure to hit that subscribe button on the Bloggin' the Boys podcast network, wherever you listen to your podcasts, so that way you never, ever, ever, ever miss any of these fantastic episodes that the Bloggin' the Boys staffers put out for y'all. While you're at it, make sure to write us a sweet review and leave us all 5 stars with that rating. And that is all I have for you today, my friends, but I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. It is basically like Friday Junior, if you will. So go talk some smack to some Broncos fans today, but not too much. It's preseason, so don't keep it at 10, keep it at about a level 5. But hey, have a great rest of your day. Go make it count. Seize the moment. Pour an extra cup of coffee if you need to, and I will talk to you tomorrow, Cowboys Nation.